Yo.
Long time. What is it? Long time no talk. No talk. Long time. What?
Long time no see. You talking about the saying?
Yeah, but you know how you switch it up, type of thing. It's they can't see me. I can't see them. So yeah. It's like long time no talk, type of thing. You know.
I see. I'm picking up what she was putting down.
Okay. You know, I can't say that saying either. It's like a tongue twister.
What?
Like. You know, that get what you're putting down
shit. You can't say it?
It's like my coworker, Jose, like, we'll be talking, and I'll, like, we'll be talking and or cracking jokes or something.
Yeah.
And then I'll try to throw that in there, and then...
It kind of like, messes up the rhythm. Like,
are you trying to say... You know, God damn it, I missed it.
That's funny.
Anyway.
Well, welcome to, what is this, episode 80?
What episode is this?
88.
Okay.
I think 88. Episode 88 of Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Golden Child and Sharon.
The normal one.
What's up? You're feeling better now?
I am feeling.
We missed last week because she was sick.
I am feeling better. Yes, I had the flu, y'all. Wash y'all hands.
Where'd you? Stay you said your cousin, right?
Yeah, I got. You didn't know she had it though. No, she didn't know she had it until.
Oh yeah, I probably got it around the same time then.
Well, she actually was. She said because she came down from Orlando. Wednesday, and then I seen her. I was at my aunt's house Thursday night helping them put together decorations for my grandma's party and everything. And then that night, she was like, I feel weird. She kept saying she felt weird. She didn't know what it was, but
this
was
not the cousin that came here. It was the other one, right?
It was the one that came. Yeah, no, it was the other, her sister.
Oh, okay,
yeah, her sister. So she was like, I feel weird, but maybe I'm just tired. Because I was at my aunt's house till like almost 1 o'clock in the morning putting together damn decorations. And then when I went back Friday, we actually went to the rec center where we had the party. And her voice was starting gone to go. So I done caught a cold.
She works in the hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's where she got it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
She's like, I damn it, I done caught a cold. She thought it was just a simple little cold situation.
Yeah.
Until apparently my aunt was telling me they got back to their place. We left the rec center. We was at the rec center until almost 2 in the morning that Friday.
Oh, setting up?
Yeah, setting up everything. And she was like, when they got back to their place, it was like she just took a turn for the worse. Like, her fever spiked up. So she ended up going. She went to the clinic Saturday morning. Before we were supposed to
Yeah, you said she didn't even make it to the rec.
Nope,
yeah.
The doctors told her she was not allowed to be around anybody. That's what she had, and it was like, well,
goddamn. You're probably not even the only one that got it.
No, she passed it down to me. Her brother and her sister both had it.
And none of them came to the party?
None of us didn't feel it until...
Oh, later.
Like,
oh,
okay. Later. So, like, I didn't feel my effects. It's crazy because that Sunday when I woke up, because, you know, I went to brunch with my coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was an hour late because I couldn't, like, get up. Like, I was like, damn, what is wrong with me?
Oh, you just felt real tired?
Yeah, I was like, God damn it. But I thought I was just tired.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't thinking much.
From doing the party and stuff.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking much of it. But then, I kept, like, sneezing and I was real stuffy that first part of the day. But normally when you take a hot shower, I just feel like everybody's pores
like it opens
up,
it up, yeah.
And all the stuff. So I thought that was I really wasn't thinking nothing of it. Like, honestly, if I would have started taking medicine that goddamn day, you know. But then Monday comes, I woke up at, like, 3 that morning, my throat was on fucking fire.
Did the flu make you throw up and stuff? You
had, like, it can.
Oh, but you didn't?
The only time I felt really nauseous on the mucus, because, like, it kept, I had that, what is it called, nasal dripping.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And I kept choking on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only time, but food-wise, because, one, I couldn't eat anything.
Yeah.
Probably so the first 4 days, so I didn't have nothing on, like, in my system.
Right.
So all my little hot girl summer weight that I gained... I done lost it. It's ridiculous, but I'm feeling much better.
That's good.
Anybody that caught the flu, I'm going to pray for y'all, because the shit's the fucking devil.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had it.
I
don't like being sick. It's just a waste of time.
It really is a waste of time. I remember calling my manager one day, and she was like, oh, no, don't bring that in here.
No, for real. And it's only like a few of y'all in there.
Well, it was like I called her Wednesday night that's when my voice was really bad. Like, when I talked to you Saturday, I was clearing up.
Mm-hmm.
But Wednesday, I was still really bad. She was like, oh no, take the whole week. So I ended up going to work. I did go to work Saturday. Why I did that?
You left early?
I stayed my shift because you know it's a short, such a short shift.
Yeah.
But by the time I left that bitch, I was no good for nobody. Well, because I figured this was my logic: go in, work a short shift, get my body, you know, up and moving, then having to go in on a Monday and working a full day, and that was Monday was one of them days where I had to work from open to close, no real lunch break type of thing. So I, you know, so like let me just go in Saturday, just get up just to at see. Least.
Yeah.
I mean, I was out the rest of the day. It was crazy. How are you doing?
Enough
about me.
I'm all right. I had like a little cold too, I think. But I'm all right.
It's the devil.
Yeah, I think it was because the weather changed. Like it was, went from being hot to like kind of cool.
And I was looking at the temperature that's gonna for like next week, and
it's supposed to warm back up.
It's not gonna be over the 70s, but one like Monday, I believe it's Monday. We're supposed to like our high is supposed to be like 67, and then
this Monday coming up,
yeah, then like Tuesday and Wednesday, like one of the days is supposed to get up to like 78 type thing. I'm like, okay, this is why motherfuckers can't stay well down here, because
this time of year, and it's supposed to rain. It was 10% chance on Saturday. Well, tomorrow?
And I think it's a higher chance Sunday morning, but it's just that morning time.
Well, I'm off on Sunday anyway, so I don't care.
I was like, well, I just have a nail appointment because, whew, child. Y'all, I've been walking around here looking like a little boy.
Why you say that? You always say that, don't you?
I do, but for real, I felt it because, you know, I normally have my nails done, and I have not had my
nails done. I feel
like
you didn't start getting your nails done until, like, not too long ago, I feel like.
So I knew, like, when we first was hanging out.
I feel like you didn't get them done then.
The only thing I was getting was just a regular pedicure. And then I found
a
person that I actually like. Like, so you go to some of these nail shops, can't keep up with the trend. They can't keep up with the nail trend.
Maybe they don't.
So I just feel like I'm going to waste my money. I don't want no basic. If I'm going to get acrylic, I don't want no basic acrylic.
You be getting a solid red.
That
or
was a red paint during last year's Christmas season. Thank you.
You be getting regular ass colors.
Honey, people love my nails, okay?
Yeah, because they don't want to, you know, offend you.
They can't.
They know you don't got much else going for you. So let me just compliment her nails.
Welcome back, Sharon. Hello.
You stupid. That's funny.
Oh, man. It's so, like, first of all, this is so out of order of how we normally do things, but I was on my way over here, and do you listen to Trippie Redd?
No.
No?
No.
I didn't think I would listen to him, but so what happens is I have these, Apple creates these playlists for, like, the new R&B songs, the new hip-hop.
Whatever,
you know,
genre.
Yeah, and they'll, like, update the playlist every week. So one of the songs, so I just went to my little playlist and I just hit play. Wasn't paying attention to what I was going to be listening to. But the first song was this little Trippie Redd song, and it had, what's that guy named? The Killer? Melly?
Oh, the one that's in jail?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. They had him, and then, what's that damn guy's name? He's on Juice WRLD.
Oh, okay.
On the song. And I was like, I couldn't tell who. I knew who.
Trippie Redd was?
No, I knew who Melly was, but I couldn't tell the difference between Juice WRLD and the Trippie Redd guy. But when I pulled up here, I was like, well, what the fuck am I listening to? Because I was just bouncing my little head. It's called. It's called Six Kiss.
I never heard of that.
It's from his, because so like when they update the playlist, it's all new.
I was going to say it must be.
It's like that weekly new music that they'll pull like some type of highlight songs from the album or like a single.
Yeah.
And I guess he must have just dropped the album because he has a couple of songs on this playlist. And I've never heard a song from him ever.
Yeah, I heard like a feature or whatever. And I'm like, I don't like his voice. To me, he just sounded like a Poe Man's Lil Uzi.
Yeah.
And like I could listen to Lil Uzi.
And at first I was looking at it and I was like, well, is Lil Uzi in this song? And I was like, it's just Juice WRLD and fucking this guy. I'm like, well,
have you seen what he looks like? He looks gray.
He looks weird.
Yeah.
He looks dead.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, yeah. He don't got no pigment.
Yeah. I don't like that. I don't like that at
weird.
All. Yeah. Speaking of Uzi, he has a song out with Ace, A Boogie with the hoodie.
Oh, for real? It's on his shit?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But anyway.
To me, he's like He's like the physical manifestation of Black Boy Joy to me.
Really?
Lil Uzi? Mm-hmm. When you just look at him like that, he's just a young kid having fun.
He really is.
He don't give a fuck.
He just lives his life. Mm-hmm. That's how a lot of people need to be around here.
Exactly.
Because, good Lord, there's so many miserable people in the world.
This is a waste of time.
It really is a waste of time.
If everybody just minded their own business, it'll be a lot better
place.
Honestly.
Like, even, like, because Tony was upset about something today. And I was like, he was just mad. And it was something to do with, like, his child and the mother of his child. And I was like, honestly.
That'll do it.
It will do, especially when you have to deal with somebody that's foolish.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, I get it. And I mean, maybe, you know, me and him definitely handle things differently. It's a lot of people. I feel like I handle things a lot differently than a lot of people. I'm pretty sure me and you are pretty the same, where we just kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
What the fuck can I do about it?
Yeah, you can't. Life goes on. Exactly.
You know? So, like, me and him are completely different when it comes to that. It's like, he'll be mad at me because, like, I don't know what the fuck be going on with you half the time. Because you don't talk about shit. I was like, but it's by the time.
Wait, he don't talk about shit?
No, I don't. Because if something happens with me, by the time, me and him talk, I done moved on.
Yeah.
It's not an issue to me anymore. Like, if I bring it up, it's literally just let me tell you what the fuck happened. He'd be like, well, when did this happen? Today he was mad about something, and, like, he was mad, and I'm like, all right, listen, you can react. You can continue to be upset and just ruin your fucking Friday that was just fine.
Did it happen today?
It's today. Oh, okay. And I was like, or you can just say, fuck it, fuck her, and let's keep it moving. Yeah. I mean, he was like, what did he tell me? He was like, okay, go on with your hippie responses. That's what he tells me. I have hippie responses.
Well, no, because, like, with certain people, you kind of know what you're going to get from them. Like, I feel like he should know what he's going to get from dealing
with them. But he knows, like, and that's what I told him. I'm like, okay, what has changed? If you respond like this, what do you think is going to happen? Right. Or it's like, why are you shocked that this, like, she said this or she's doing, like, what's, she clearly, what's the
she
shock?
Knows, she knows what
she knows to your say trigger points.
Yeah, exactly. To upset you.
I was like, and think about it, like, it really makes her upset when he does not respond to her. I'm like, so why of all these other times that you've been managed, you've let her just move on, keep it moving, you ignore her just fine, and then what is up with today that you want to indulge?
He had time today. He must have been off today.
Nah, he was at work.
He was at work?
He was in his truck.
And he had called you? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I thought, this was, like, at home or something. Mm-hmm.
And then that's when he was like, okay, go on with your hippie responses. And then, like, we just started joking around. Because it was like, because, I mean, certain stuff is like, I don't get it. Like, why do people really just...
That's how you let people get power over you. Like, I don't let people have that much power over my emotions. I'm not going to let you piss me off.
Mm-hmm. If it's somebody I know, I'll put your ass on do not disturb so motherfucking quick. I don't got to talk to you, and I don't got to see you trying to talk to me.
Mm-mm. I hate do not disturb.
I sure will.
Because I'll be having to call all my friends twice, and shit pisses me off. I'm like, damn, I'm looking like a fucking thirsty ass hoe calling motherfuckers twice. Cause y'all don't fucking do not disturb, or got me on do not disturb, whole phone bill do not disturb.
It is crazy because I don't be thinking like I used to do that. I used like at a certain time at night.
Selfish.
A certain time.
No, these hoes had that shit on all day.
No, I wouldn't do that.
They silence their alarm and did do not disturb and go throughout their whole day.
No, I don't. It's just a certain time at night where it's like, all right, I don't want to be bothered.
Well, so that's different. That's like putting your phone on silent or something. Like,
I put my phone on do not disturb. I feel like it doesn't work because I was still getting like calls from people I didn't want to talk to and shit. It's like,
because they call twice.
Like, what the fuck?
Because they got to call twice.
But, you know, it doesn't, when on our phone, like on Apple, it doesn't show the first time. Like, you don't That's know that I'm this saying. Person tried to contact you.
That's what I'm
you.
Saying. Because you was like, the people kept calling. I'm like, yeah, because they had to call you twice. That's what I'm saying. The first time, you didn't, nothing showed up.
Now I just put people individually on. Like, if I want
to
fuck
That's
with
what
you.
I appreciate. Because, God damn it, I should have to call motherfuckers twice. I'm your friend. I just have a quick question. That's what really been pissing me off. I just have, like, a quick question. And I got to call you twice. Like, I'm sweating you.
Y'all understand how terrible Doc gets when you miss his phone call. Like, I don't think y'all understand the depths because of his mouth.
Because y'all disrespectful.
It can be by accident. No. Somebody can miss your call by accident.
Last time you ain't pick up the phone, you was like,
I was at brunch.
And all you had to do was pick up the phone, hey, you could have shot me a text. What, did you do that? No, it was a smooth hour. I said, let me call her again. And then you pick up the phone like, oh, I was going to call you. No, the fuck you
was.
Why you lying?
I was going to call you back. I was going to call you back.
Why you ain't shoot me a text? out of that? Honestly. You don't have an answer.
I don't have an answer.
Because you're rude.
I was drinking that day.
Don't blame alcohol.
I don't have a reason.
This is not Jamie Foxx.
I was in my zone. I was just like,
I'm not going to let you. Nah, I'm going to call him back.
That's how I was like, ooh, I'm going to call him back. And then I see you called again. And I was like, well, shit, something must be wrong. And I picked up.
I was bothering you. Well, something must be wrong. Let me answer the phone.
Something must be wrong. So I was like, okay, he called twice. I don't need to let it be a third time. One, because of your mouth. Nah, and two, I need to make sure that nothing is wrong. I do that to Tony all the time. And he still, I get told off every time I do it too. Because
you're rude. You're selfish. And ain't nobody else gonna tell you. He ain't gonna tell you because he fucking.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. He's gotten so reckless with his mouth with me lately.
It's not being reckless because see, that's what women do. That's y'all fucking problem.
Wow, what is it? Because, what's the problem now?
When it's the truth, now he being reckless.
He and is that's why, being reckless.
No, he's not. You just don't like what he's saying because he's telling the truth. You need to grow up. You need to grow up.
I was just saying.
Thomas, and he gets maybe reckless. He's not being reckless. It's not reckless.
It's reckless.
If the roles were reversed, you wouldn't think you would be reckless. You'd be like, no, I'm just letting you know. I'm letting you know.
Well, if I gotta let you know something,
that's y'all fucking problem. Y'all just hypocrites. Y'all the biggest fucking hypocrites on this goddamn planet. I swear to God, y'all are. I swear to God, y'all are.
Oh dear God. Oh man.
It's terrible.
It's crazy. Like, I've been feeling like I've been, like, I don't know how people do drugs.
Wait, elaborate. What are you...
Like I've been feeling real... I don't know if because I'm just tired still, or, like, I'm, like, low energy, I feel, like, real loopy.
What medicines are... Oh, probably so.
So, it's like, I be feeling like I be drunk as hell and haven't had a sip of drink.
Yeah.
Haven't taken no medicine.
That's how I feel, because you got to be careful with certain... Because you can't take, like, NyQuil and then, right? You're allergic.
I can't take NyQuil. And let me tell you, what did my father buy me? I can't. I shouldn't. There is something in NyQuil that's in the same ingredient
that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're allergic, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah. So I can't... I shouldn't take it.
Oh, okay. First of all, you said you can.
Well, that was one of the only medications I had outside of, like, my antibiotics.
What does it do? Did it tear your stomach up?
No, it... Like, so, like, the NyQuil and like, DayQuil and stuff, what it does, like, I get drowsy with DayQuil.
Oh, so it's just, okay.
And so, like, with NyQuil...
I thought it was just, like, the drowsy medicines that you couldn't take.
With NyQuil, I will sleep. Like, the first day I took it, I didn't take it no more after that. The first day I took it, because it's just what we had.
Uh-huh.
I was out for, like...
The whole day?
I was out for hours. And then when I woke up, my lips were swollen.
Oh, okay, that's
not
okay.
From like sleeping. I had to put some shit.
Yeah.
Luckily,
you gotta have like an EpiPen or something.
Yeah, I have EpiPen.
Oh, okay.
Like I can't.
You had to use it that day.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
because I knew it was just NyQuil. Like, and I didn't have like no itchy
that
sensations.
That could be scary.
And
what if it do it to your throat?
It was. If I take Benadryl, it sure the fuck will.
Damn,
it will have me.
I took some NyQuil last night, but I gotta be careful. If you don't take it early enough, like you'll fuck around and oversleep for work. But then you gotta like take it early enough to where like you when you do wake up like it's still not like in your system.
Because
you be feeling all like
you
like,
be drowsy.
That's some good
in
ass
a
sleep
bit.
Though. You feel like right when it's starting to hit you like oh yeah.
Yeah.
You feel like you're floating.
Man, that's crazy. I don't know. I'm just sitting here looking at you. And I'm like I feel like my eyes are like turning.
Oh, you like you about to go to sleep?
Not like I'm about to go to sleep or nothing. It's just like I feel like I've been drinking.
Oh okay.
You know, but
not yet. You drinking tonight?
Probably not, no. But I gotta work tomorrow.
Me too. Good answer.
That's crazy, because, like, I went... Dog, Bar 548 is lit. It's a bar down here, y'all, and it's
that's
on Central.
Your job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's right by my job. It's to the point now where the bartenders know me. We know the bartenders.
Yeah.
It's, you know. And they have this thing where you can, like, you if you're a locals, they have, like, this locals discount.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, if you yeah, like, go show them, like, there your frequently... ID or something. I think, like, so the way we got in was, like, we would go after work. We go after work all the time. That's
happy
pretty much when
whatever.
I go. And that's what they see us. They'll see us with, like, our shirts on. Oh. Or they'll just see us dressed up still. I'm like, where y'all coming from? I'm like, we're coming from work. Okay? Mm-hmm. We literally take 2 minutes to walk. Bam.
Yeah.
And I think they just put us in the system. So, like.
Oh, it's like a legit, like, system type thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like, if they see your card or, like, they see your
like
name.
A membership.
It's kind of like they know to, like, add that.
How much is the discount? Or what is it?
Oh, it's like a fucking lot.
Oh, shit.
Listen, I had 4 shots yesterday. Guess how much I spent? Well, one of them was free because it was a bar 548
oh, yeah,
shot.
Yeah.
Guess how much my other ones was? Like all together.
Like $9 or something?
No. $2.
Oh, wow. Mark
that bitch. Two.
That's like the damn hospitality discount or something. Like,
I don't, and it's crazy because I don't know if the bartender that's there gives us additional, but she was like, okay, it's just $2. And I'm like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure? But, you know, and I say it all the time when I go, like, to her. It's like her and, like, this other lady, they and make sure we get our discount.
Yeah.
But it's like.
That sounds like that's crazy. You trying to make sure that they're not going to get in trouble or nothing like that. Yeah. That's what I be thinking.
And then, too, it's like they live off of this shit, too. I want to make sure I'm still tipping you.
Right. That's true.
You know?
That's true. I forgot about that.
But, yeah.
Probably tip more.
Have you been to, like, how do you feel about your, wait.
About
breweries.
I can't say it neither.
Breweries.
Where they make beer?
Yeah. They have one called Green Bench.
Yeah, I haven't been. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I haven't been to, like, a real brewery. I can't say it neither.
Breweries.
Where they make beer.
Yeah, that place.
Yeah, I haven't been to one yet.
My coworkers went yesterday, and they went today. I didn't go.
That Green Bench?
Mm-hmm.
I think
apparently it's like apparently people really like it there too.
Yeah, a lot of people go. I be seeing.
My thing is like I'll go like just for the vibe because I hear it's like real cool to chill in there. But I mean,
a brewery once when I was in Houston. That's why I've been to one in Houston. But go ahead, my bad.
No, I'm just saying like I don't make it like my it's never gonna be my idea to go to one because I'm not like a big beer drinker. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like
yeah, no type of like, you got to kind of like know what type of beer you like and everything else.
It was like, they asked me, I was like, are you coming? And I'm like,
This was your coworkers?
Yeah. And I was like,
This was today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They went yesterday and today.
Oh, I think I went to Bar 548 yesterday.
Well, they went after we left Bar 548.
Oh, okay.
So, because somebody was leaving, so they had like a to-go thing. And the to-go thing was at the Green Bench.
Yeah.
But it's like, to go there first or to go
something close.
You know, get a little pre-turn first. And I'm like,
discount.
Well, I was like, well, I'm not going to Green Bench, but I'll go get pre-turn, which is why we had shots, because it was like quicker for us to just throw the shots back.
I hate shots.
They were good. I had like a Sour Patch Kid and
that's the type of shit that gets you fucked up.
And then they do, like, every time they give you the free shot, it's something different each time. Like
Okay. I didn't know if it was, like, you had to ask for what you wanted.
The bartender's, like, create a shot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
I went out Wednesday. You ever, like, be going, like, doing some shit, and you be, like, you just look at it, you think to yourself, like, man, what have you gotten yourself into this time?
Yeah.
But, like, in a good way?
Yeah.
I had one of them nights on Wednesday.
On a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Were you off Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because we had went out for Courtney's birthday.
She
went
to dinner. Oh, yes,
went
yes.
Went to Bella,
happy birthday, Courtney.
Went to Bella Brava.
Oh, I haven't been there in so long.
Yeah. So we had went there, and then after that, we went to Crafty Squirrel.
I love that place, too.
Yeah. They got a good happy hour, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
But
I never catch it there.
Yeah, it's like You probably still be at work, probably. It's like from like 3 to 7, I want to say.
Oh.
So if you get off
I would
early.
I'll probably be catching like the end.
Yeah, but it's buy one, get one, anything you want. Like what? Top Shelf or whatever. Yeah, so you buy one and then you get another one for free.
You might need to hit them up.
Yeah, that's why I like going there during
for
the
sure.
week. But but yeah, so I went there and then they had to work the next day and I was like, well, I think I'm going to hang out a little bit. So I had text my homegirl. And see what she was doing. I was like, what you doing? And she was like, nothing. I'm like, come have a drink with me. She's like, all right.
And she
like, my mama got
days.
My car. Like, I'm going to come get you. And I came and got her.
Them were the day. Those
and then
were
we,
the
just, we just went downtown. We were bar hopping and shit. And then we went to that pizza place over on 3rd, on like next door to like Burrito Border. You know they closed Burrito Border, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. They just closed that.
Yeah, like last week or something, a few weeks ago maybe. But yeah, so we went there. So there was like this drunk ass white dude. You might have seen. I think I posted it on Instagram. It was like a shelf of like it was like 25 Coronas.
Oh, I did see you post it. I was like, what the?
It was like this drunk ass white dude. He bought like 25 beers. Cause when
was he alone?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Because
we had walked in and I seen the beers on the counter. I'm like, okay, maybe they clean. I'm thinking maybe they cleaning out their cooler or something. They just set them to the side real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But then. I was talking to the, cause she, my homegirl, she had got some pizza or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was talking to the dude that worked there, the worker or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, man, this guy, he comes in here. I guess this is not the first time he does this shit.
That's a norm.
Yeah. He said he came here with some people and eventually like they just left or whatever. He said he's been giving the beers. Well, he said, so I was like, shit, all right. So the white dude started talking to me. She's like, yeah, man, we're going to get fucked up tonight. this is a Wednesday, mind you. It's not even like late. It's not even like 12. It's probably like 11 at the latest at this point.
Wow.
So it's probably like 10:45, 11 o'clock. So it's not even like super late.
Yeah.
So he gave me a beer. So I drank one of them with him. And then after she got done eating, we was ready to leave or whatever. So the dude that worked, he said, man, take some more because he ain't going to finish all them shits. I'm like, all right. So I grabbed like four of them. And he was like, you want a bag? I said, I do want a bag. I said, you know what? Let's make this an even six pack. So I got six of them and threw them in the bag. And that's why they're in the fridge right now. Like, I got me a free six pack.
Oh, my God. I seen that. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Really? Those would be the best nights, though.
Yeah, they'd be so like random. That's me and Randy had a night like that last weekend. I went up to Newport Ridge. Then when I had called you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and got drunk with that motherfucker. That shit was funny.
Did you end up staying up there, like,
yeah,
overnight?
Yeah, I stayed up there. Yeah, he wouldn't let me come home. He said, no, we're doing shots. You're staying in my house. We're going to go. He made us go back by the liquor store. We was on the way back to his house. They stopped by the liquor store. This fool bought a whole bottle of 1800. The next day, he's like, I don't even know why I bought that shit. I'm like, bro, you be getting drunk and be getting wild. That's why you bought that shit. You fucking animal.
Man, but I used to tear up some 1800.
Tomorrow, I don't know what you're doing, but tomorrow we're supposed to be going to, what the fuck is it? The chicken and waffle spot? Rush hour?
Oh, rush hour, yeah.
Yeah, after work, whatever, because Randy, he got a different route, so he goes to a different post office, so they was doing like a little going away, get together thing. So we was going to do that after everybody got off. But he off, so he'll just going to come down later, but when everybody get off
work. Who picked that spot?
We was gonna go to Ferg's, but one of the other coworkers they that we work with at the old station, they like older black people. Oh, they was like, let's go to, because they like it's closer and shit. So Randy's like, I ain't never been there before. You could tell he was like, he just like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
But I said, we can go there, and then after that we can
go somewhere else. Yeah.
So he was like, that's cool.
I know somebody that goes there, like that's like their main.
A lot of people like going there when they do their little, spot. What is it, like Thursdays or something when they do the karaoke or something, or is it Fridays?
I don't know what day it is, but because I know they have like ladies night too, where you could get like crabs and stuff at like discounted prices and stuff. Yeah. I mean, when I see like people post their little videos while they in there, I'm like, well, it seems like it gets lit.
Yeah, I've been there like twice.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've been in there like twice, but it ain't really my scene. It's cool. It's something to do.
Yeah. That's funny.
It's just a chiller thing. Like, you ain't got to worry about motherfuckers in acting crazy. And like, people don't be on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've never
it's
seen.
Not like, it's not like
yeah,
that. It's not even like, not like no hood spot. It's
no,
just,
honestly.
It's just something to do.
See people go in there and they legit just go and they have a good ass time. Yeah. Like, you'll never hear nothing about, fight outside of rush hour. Nothing like that.
And then you leave smelling like chicken grease.
Right. Hello. Oh man.
But yeah, so we doing that tomorrow. So yeah, that should be fun.
That should be hilarious, actually. Yeah. I'm hoping I can just get my shit done at a decent time tomorrow to enjoy life. Yeah. I've been doing so good with like stepping out and like getting back into hanging out and stuff. And then.
Then you got sick.
Yeah, sick and got backed up with shit. Cause I was like, I was on a schedule with my school.
You had a nice pace.
I had a good thing going, like it was like, okay, cool, I can hang out this weekend. Even if I had something to do, I was still able to like function and still enjoy life. And now I'm like, okay,
because you got to get caught back up,
forget about that. But 2 weeks and this semester is fucking over, so
that's it.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, but did you hear about that killing?
No,
of the at what was it? Clark Atlanta University?
Oh, with the girl?
Yeah.
The girls or whatever? Yeah. That was fucked up.
I was watching the live of the bond hearing today.
Oh, it was on. The news or something?
Mm-hmm. It was like a live posting.
How much
of
is the
it.
Bond?
I didn't get to watch the whole thing. I don't even think she got a bond.
I was going
to
say, I was surprised they.
I don't even think. Like, she admitted to.
Yeah.
Everything.
She's still denying that the boyfriend or whoever assaulted the girl.
She's still like defending
him.
She's
defending him. They said that they found like DNA or something. Or his DNA rather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she's like going hard for her man.
This was goofy.
Like your ass is finna go to jail for a long time, boo, and you still.
That shit crazy.
You didn't even the one that committed the crime. All you gotta do is say it was him and then bam.
Oh, she ain't have nothing to do
well,
with it?
Well, I think she I think she helped him from, like, the story. Yeah, you know, actually, I think she did help him.
Maybe she didn't kill him. Maybe she, like, helped dispose of the body or something like that.
Yeah, she was just basically helping him get away with it.
Yeah, either
and way. And she was, like, covering for him and all that shit. But it's like, that's why, you know, these stank hoochies, you can't trust them.
You can't trust nobody.
You cannot trust anybody.
I had just put on Twitter earlier tonight, I was like, healthy paranoia. I think a healthy paranoia is a good thing. Like, that shit could save your life. Mm-hmm. Like, just being a little bit paranoid. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, because your intuition, like, it's real.
Yeah, you can't, like, be too trustworthy.
It. Yeah, but it's like, and it's crazy because, like, I think about it and, like, I thought about it some more and it's like, damn. I was saying I wanted, like, some more girlfriends, like, hang out with and stuff, but then it's like, do I, though?
it's one of those, like, things you can't make that.
Definitely. Like, I'm not, you know, opposed to it at all, but it's like, I feel like I still need to make sure I got my, you know, I got my guard up, you know.
Yeah.
I've never been like that to where I just claim people as, like, these great people. Like, we're best friends, blah, blah, blah. And we just met 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's, I always thought that was kind
of
weird.
I think that's weird, first of all. Like,
we're not everybody your brother, bro. Right, I just met you. Chill. Like, 3 months ago. You need to relax.
Right. I'm not your brother. You know, I've never been like that, and I've never been trying to push myself on somebody. Like, just because we met, if we're meant to hang out,
we're
going to hang out.
Yeah,
you
just
know?
Serendipity.
You know,
just...
I'm not, you know, but it's like stories like this that come out, I was like, see?
Mm. Yeah.
But, you know, you can't live your life with the way the world runs, but still, it's like you said, you got to be on high alert with people.
Yeah, like, that shit is unfortunate. Like, it's just
it does. It sucks. Like,
what a waste. Like, it's 3 lives wasted.
Legit. For
they,
what?
Because they was young. They probably wasn't even mm-hmm. 21 yet. They was in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they was probably like 18, 19 or some
that
shit.
That girl was jealous, and the girl didn't even want her man.
No, of course not.
She was reporting him for, like, inappropriate shit.
Yeah, she filed some shit. I don't know.
I think she filed, like, a complaint within a restraining order.
It was something
it
like
It was a
that.
Complaint for sure.
There was some type of papers mm-hmm. filed. Yeah.
But it's like, this girl don't want your man.
Yeah. This shit weird. And it's sad because it's like, I'm sure she considered that person a friend.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, like, people would post pictures of them two hanging out together and, like, they'll be they standing, like, next to each other and shit. And it's like, oh, your own motherfucking people.
Yep. That's how it always is.
Be your own motherfucking people.
Be your own people. But shit, speaking of jail, you heard about the Rodney Reed situation?
Yes.
So I feel that's part of my fault. I should have did more research.
What do you mean?
Because then, you know, he's on death row, and mm-hmm. it was like, sign a petition, blah blah. Oh yeah, I don't want to go to death row, so I signed a petition and shit. And then, like, later it's coming out that, like, not like his past ain't like it ain't like he just 100% wrongly accused. Like, he done did some fuck shit in his past before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think he killed nobody, but he's definitely, like, sexually assaulted.
He doesn't have, like, the cleanest record at all.
So I was like, God damn. So basically, it's just like, we gotta just do more research before we just
jump on bandwagons.
Yeah. Stuff. Like, God damn it.
I didn't sign the petition, I'm gonna be honest and say. But
I did, but I wasn't going to. I was like, I gotta do some more research.
That's how I was. Like, I didn't get to go in deep with, like, I planned on, like, reading up on him and stuff. But it was just like, I don't know, something like in my pits was telling me.
Yeah. Because they was making it seem like, but that's the thing, the people that wanted you to sign the petition, they kind of liable too, because they only gave you the information that, they didn't give us all the information.
They didn't give us all the information on him.
To let us make an informed decision. But even then, though, some people just are just against the death penalty as a whole, which is fine. Okay, whatever, he's not on death row no more.
But it's in this.
But which I feel like he shouldn't have been on death row, because he didn't kill anybody.
No,
I don't think he killed nobody. He just can't keep his dick to himself.
Right. But, and it's like, the thing about that too is like,
Well then some people feel like you should die if you do that too, if you're out here raping or which is, depends on how you look at it.
I guess it's like, depending on, like, that person's version of serial raping. Like, how far did that person go?
But I guess apparently he had, like, a pattern. Like, he got in trouble back in the day with some shit, then he said, saying he didn't know the girl, mm-hmm. and then it was like, oh, we found your DNA. He was like, oh yeah, well, I do know her, but it was consensual, mm-hmm. and then he did the same thing later on.
Yeah,
By the same.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't have a clean past. Like, I wasn't able to kind of start looking him up until, like, way after everything had happened.
Yeah.
But it was like, when I seen it, I was just looking at him. And I don't know why, but it was like, I don't want to sign this right now. Like,
yeah.
Like, I understand why people are doing it, but it's like, wait a minute. Do I want to? Like, I need, something ain't right about this man's face. It's like, something about his face just was not sitting well. And it's crazy. It's like, it is people that get locked up and get falsely accused for shit and can have a clean background.
Yeah.
You know, but then there are those people that, okay, yes, in this situation, you may be innocent.
Yeah.
But your ass don't have an innocent past.
Exactly. So they gotta like.
So, you know, no, you might not need this deep of a punishment for this, or maybe you already put your time in for this.
Because he's been locked up for like, I don't know, 20 years or some shit. I don't know.
So in that case, okay, then call it as, okay, this man has done his time. There is no point to kill this man for this, but.
Just leave him in jail or something like
but
that.
But he deserves to do something for what the fuck he was doing.
Yeah.
Because he was not an angel.
Yeah.
At all.
But I got to do more research. I was like, God damn it. I wish they would have told us all the shit instead of
but,
just saying.
You know, of course. And those people that probably came out with the position stuff, they probably knew. They probably knew more about him. It was like, okay, this man is not this person, but, you know, trying to be like pro, you know,
yeah,
black person. I said
it was
a
dude,
but,
you know, that dude, Sean King.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I guess he was the main one, like,
yeah,
pushing for it. Is he black?
Sean King? Yeah.
You sure?
Well, he's the Sean King guy that.
Yeah, but that nigga don't look black to me.
Well, which Sean King?
The activist guy. The Twitter activist guy.
Because I feel like it's a couple of Sean Kings that.
Well, I mean, that's a common name, but.
Well, I know, because you know they had that one Sean King, but let me.
Yeah, I'm talking about, I'm going to pull up his Twitter right now.
Oh, this guy.
That's not who you was thinking of?
What? No, this isn't who I was thinking. I was thinking of this other black guy that was in jail for some shit thing.
This is what I was talking about.
Yeah, I pulled him up. I mean, maybe he's.
Okay, maybe he is black. I don't know.
Maybe he's mixed or has like a mixed background.
I was just wondering. I just had to make sure. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, you ride extra hard, bro. You might.
What's that lady name? That one lady named Rachel.
Oh, Dozal.
Yeah,
I never watched her. She had a documentary on Netflix. I never got to watch.
Dear,
I wanted to watch it.
Oh dear lord.
The Rachel Divide, but it said like racial divide is Rachel. Mm-hmm. That's weird. White people are weird.
They're a little different. They are definitely a little different.
That's funny.
Oh my god.
Did you get Disney Plus?
I did get Disney Plus. Well,
did you
I
get
didn't
hacked?
Get it. No.
They got hacked like the second day. Mm-mm. There was like people on the dark web was selling people's accounts for like $3.
Oh my god!
But not what you were about to say.
My stepmom got in. She sent me and my sisters to log in, and of course it all happened like last. I logged in last Thursday,
mm-hmm.
And that's when I was like, okay.
What were you watching?
Just look, Even Stevens. A couple of Disney movies.
See, like, I never really grew up on like Disney show. I don't give a fuck about Disney Plus. Everybody all extra hype and shit. Yeah. I could care less. I used to watch Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network mostly. Like, I watched, like, we all watched a little Disney movies,
right.
But, like, as far as, like, the TV shows, I mm-hmm. never really watched them.
I stopped watching the TV shows after, like, that era of Even Stevens and Lizzie McGuire.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, I wasn't big on the TV shows at all.
No, so many people are like, oh, man, like, they're going up for this shit. I'm like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, people, like, definitely
like
did the most about
stuff,
it. But,
like,
I mean, it's cool. Like, it's, I guess it's just something, you know, extra to have to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I did watch quite a few movies, but I watched, like, I didn't watch necessarily all the cartoon movies. I watched, like, Kazam, the movie with Shaq, and then, like, Jungle to Jungle with,
I remember that movie.
I was watching movies like that, not necessarily just the
cartoons like
and the shows and stuff. And, like, Tony was watching some of the Marvel movies.
Oh, yeah,
that
he does
was
got
up
that
there.
On there.
But, I mean, it's cool.
I was thinking about getting it for shit for Hulu, if anything.
Oh, yeah, because it has that that package deal.
Yeah, you get it all. You get them all, right?
You get Disney Plus, Hulu, and something else.
ESPN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But I know with Verizon, you can get it for a year free.
Yeah.
For the first year free. But I ain't do it. I'm like, I don't even know if I want to.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to get it myself, to be honest. So when she sent it, I was like, oh, all right. Well, let's see what the hype's about.
Yeah.
But I found myself, like, going back and forth between, like, Netflix and that. Like, if it
I haven't even really been watching Netflix lately. I've just been on YouTube more than anything. Like, YouTube, I've been using my Amazon Prime account. I'm like, mm-hmm. I pay for this shit, so let me use it. So I've been watching stuff on Amazon Prime. They actually been
having some pretty good stuff. Heard it's a lot of good shows on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I never watched any of their originals, but I know they got some. It looks like they got the budget for, like, a good production value.
Like, I've seen a lot of previews for stuff, and then I'm like, well, what the fuck is this coming out on? And it's always Amazon Prime. I need to get my dad. He has Amazon Prime. But, the last thing, Netflix hasn't really been that interesting to me lately. The last thing I watched, and it was, what's that goddamn show called? It was a new documentary that just came out, The Devil as Our Neighbor or something like that.
Devil as Our Neighbor?
Something like that. It's Ivan the Terror.
Who?
It's about the guy named Ivan the Terror from back in like the Jewish Nazi days, like during that Hitler area.
Oh, he was a war criminal.
Yeah.
And they didn't know that he was like a Nazi person.
Well, it was basically like, and I have a couple episodes left, but it was basically their... The Devil Next Door is what it's called.
Oh, okay. That sounds familiar.
It is basically they accused this man who came from that Germany. Area and was working in the plant and all that stuff. They accused him of being Ivan the Terror. And he was like one of the last
war criminals,
but
or whatever.
He was one of the worst because he was the person like over the gas chamber.
Mm-hmm.
So like he was the guy, the people torturing all these thousands of Jewish people.
Yeah,
and so I was just watching that because I'm like, how do you accuse somebody of this? Like,
was it him?
They said they ended up trialing him. Like he ended up being guilty, but. Like, I felt like it wasn't him only because, like, one of the last episodes that I seen was they had witnesses from that time, like, during that war. And that, yeah, they have witnesses. And a couple of the witnesses, actually, but it was one in particular who was basically, like, I don't know if he got dementia or some shit, but, like, his stories weren't lining up. They weren't adding up at all.
That's a long time. I mean, what era, like, what time was, like, the trials and shit? Like, what...
The trials...
How many years had been? Like, was it, like, the 70s? Was it 60s?
I would say it's, like... I think it was, like, the 70s.
Oh, okay. So, it was about, like, 30 years later. Yeah,
it was, like, the 70s. So...
I think the Holocaust was in the 40s.
Mm-hmm. So, like, they had one guy, and there was another guy, too, that was, like... But then, like, what they were, like, putting him... You know, they base it off of, like, this ID card and a picture of, like, you know, his ID. And they come to find out that ID card ended up not being legit. Like, ended up being a fraud. But it's like, well, y'all got all these inconsistencies here.
Shit, back then, you don't even need your picture on the ID back then.
Right. But, like, in this case, apparently all the soldiers involved in the Holocaust and stuff, like, they had, you know, their war cards.
Yeah.
But it was, like, his, it was a fraud. It was a fluke.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, well, one of your main pieces.
So, why did he have it?
Well, he didn't have it. It was people that put it together stuff. Like, when they were building the case against him.
Oh, okay. They said that they had found it somewhere.
Like, they ended up sending this man back to Jerusalem and everything.
God damn.
Like, how am I... But I have, like, a couple episodes left of the trial, but I don't think he's gonna...
I wonder if he's still alive. Probably not.
He was old when everything was happening.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you... That was the last thing I watched on Netflix, though. I've seen that American Son movie, but I don't know.
American what?
American Son with Kerry Washington.
Oh, I did hear about that.
About them trying to find her son and her ex-husband, or the son's father is a white cop.
Yeah, I don't know what it's about. I do remember hearing the name, though, and I remember people saying Kerry Washington was in it. There's so much shit I still got to watch, like movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I heard Gemini Man was good.
Gemini Man.
Tony said that was good.
Well, that's the one, Will Smith? Mm-hmm. That shit looked ass. And I'm sure it was terrible. Good. Are we tired of Will Smith yet?
I am.
I'm kind of tired of Will Smith. I'm not
going to lie. I am tired.
I love Fresh Prince, but this nigga, his acting.
Like, I thought Aladdin was just okay.
I refuse. I wasn't going to watch that shit.
Like, I thought it was just all right. Like, I didn't think it was anything to be like, ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. But yeah, I don't give a fuck about that new Bad Boys movie. That shit don't look good.
I'm skeptical about that too, because it's like, you know, it's such an old. It's not such an old movie, but it's a classic movie. Bad Boys 1 and 2. Leave them how they are. Yeah. It's just like the Fridays.
I just feel like this nigga, Martin, he don't look like himself no more to me. He looks
because he's like fat and...
His voice unchanged a little bit. Like, he sound like... I don't know if he smokes cigarettes or something, but his voice sound... No, for real, like, he sound like... He don't sound like himself to me.
I don't know. I don't have like that high set of excitement that a lot of people have for it, because I'm real nervous about it.
I don't give a shit. I'm probably not gonna watch that shit.
Like I said, Bad Boys 1 and 2 is just such classic films. Leave them alone.
I'll wait for the link to drop on from somewhere and then I'll watch it like that. And I don't need bootleg movies no more. I've been stopped doing that shit.
Yeah.
It didn't look good. I was like, I don't want to watch this shit.
Yeah. How do you feel about, have you seen the previews for that Queen and Slim?
Yeah, I'm going to see that. I think that it comes out. Is that next week? That on
Thanksgiving, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that looks good.
That looks like it's going to be good. I've never seen
that lady before.
I actually haven't either, so I don't know if this is something new.
No, I mean like
one of her first big breakout things.
Yeah, I've never seen her. I've seen the guy before.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely seen him plenty of time.
Oh, shit. Remember the guy, Jerry Sandusky? He was a... Jerry Sandusky sentenced to 30 years. Jerry Sandusky resentenced to 30 to 60 years in prison. Former
Penn, what did he do again?
I think he did like some sexual assault shit. Mm. Former Penn State football coach convicted child molester Jerry Sandusky was resentenced to 30 to 60 years in prison Friday. The same sentence he was originally given in 2012. I don't know if you can get resentenced. How you get resentenced? How you get
resentenced? I didn't know that was a thing.
I gotta look into that. That's crazy. But yeah, I just saw it on Twitter. That's why I brought it up. Like, I was on the little news tab seeing if there's anything else we could cover real quick. But anyway, what you were saying? My bad.
I don't remember. What were we talking about? I know we were talking about
Queen Slim. And I was talking about that actress. I've never seen her before.
Oh, yeah. It looks good, either. Though. It does look good.
It reminds me of like some Bonnie and Clyde type shit.
I think it's like that black version of Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah. Except they're not robbing. They're just trying to survive, it looked like.
And... I think what he killed somebody and she's like...
No, they got pulled over and the police officer pulled his gun. And
then he like shoot him?
Yeah, he shot and killed the cop on self-defense and then they just hit it and now they just on the run.
The album is good. I listened to the album for it, the soundtrack. It's quite a few people that's on it.
Is it like a Kendrick Lamar Black Panther thing? Like one person, like... You know how Kendrick Lamar was the executive producer for the Black Panther soundtrack?
Yeah, I don't know who...
Or is it like more of a collaborative? Who did
it, but it was quite a few. See, let me go to it.
Yeah, it looked like it's going to be a good movie. And then your boy that played T'Challa in the Black Panther, he got a new movie coming out too. It's called like 21 Bridges or something.
Oh, I seen that too. Yeah. And also, I think the last show that I recorded with, I know I talked about the photographer with Issa Rae coming out on Valentine's Day, but that looks like it's going to be really good. You're not going to want to see it because it's a love story. However.
It's called The Photographer?
Yes.
I've never heard of that.
But it looks, the previews of that movie look so good. And I must say, I am a fan of Issa Rae.
It's coming out in like theaters?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's coming out.
She looks weird to me.
She does. She looks, I feel like she's not.
She's like an alien.
I wasn't going to say that.
Like her, she look, it's like real angular.
Her face structure, her bone structure. She just reminds, she, like, you know she's famous and you know she's, like, real big right now and everything. But she just looks, don't take me the wrong way. I'm not saying basic, but she looks normal. Like, she's not overly glamorized, basically.
Yeah.
But, like, I was watching that movie Little. It came out on, it showed on HBO. I didn't go see it in the movies because I thought it was going to be a little generic movie. I ain't going to lie. Yeah. I was a little skeptical.
Is that the one with
Regina Hall?
No, what's the little girl name?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember her name.
The real popping little girl right now.
Is it Marseille?
Is it? Well, it's not Shy because Shy's the other little girl.
Well, you think it's Shy?
That's what I meant to say. Yeah. Not her, the other little girl.
Yeah.
But yeah, she, it actually ended up being a funny little movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I watched it with Tony last Saturday because that's when it came out on HBO.
And that came out quick. Didn't it come out this year?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it did.
Dang, they putting movies out quick.
But I didn't think it was going to... Honestly, when I first seen the previews, I was like, this is going to be corny and shit. Mm-hmm. It was still actually kind of corny, but it wasn't bad. Like, it was actually funny. It's like
for kids, though, right?
And adults, actually. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it might seem corny, because yeah. like, it's more geared towards, like, kids.
It actually ended up being, pretty good. But, yeah. like, now that you're talking about how weird Issa Rae looks, like, I was watching it. Tony was like, he kept looking at her. I'm like, what is wrong with your face? Like, watch the movie. What yeah. is you doing? He's like, I'm just looking at her. And
she look weird.
It's like, it's something about her that look off. Yeah. And I'm like, you don't do her like that. I mean, because she's not, like, the most prettiest, and it might have a lot to do with her bone structure.
She look real angular. Like, she look, I don't know, like you know them fucking statues on Easter Island? You know what I'm talking about?
I'm trying to visualize this. Show me, because I feel like it's gonna be some mess.
I want to visit Easter Island. I think that'd be dope. But they have these statues that are like, they don't know how they got there, but they're like mm-hmm. around, they're like on the coastline, and they like, you probably seen these statues before.
Let me see. You know what?
Yeah. I would love to visit, but they just scattered all around the island. We don't know how they got there. It's mysterious. Really? It's like Stonehenge. But yeah, she has a real, like, Easter Island thing going on. You know what I'm saying?
She's just interesting, but I just need for her to... That movie, either way, that movie looks like it's going to be good. The photographer, February 14th.
Yeah.
And then I just need for her to come out with the next season of Insecure, and then I'll be all fine with her again.
It's coming out, right?
It's coming out, but it's like...
They confirmed it, right?
It's coming out next year, but I'm just like... It better be a good season, too. Like, are you just going to leave us for a whole year? Like...
You'll get it.
It's crazy.
You'll get it. You just got to be patient.
You're right. Patience is a virtue.
Yep. That's y'all problem.
Here we go.
You're selfish and impatient.
But, okay, that's not just a woman's thing.
It is, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Prove me wrong.
Because some of y'all motherfuckers is just as pushy and extra with shit. Yeah, no, patience and stuff is not just a woman's issue. I'm not going to go for that. No, that whole statement was clearly above me, because I'm not here for it.
You see,
I have a lot of patience, actually.
You see, I just sat here and just let you
don't
get off. And then as soon as I was about to talk again, you was like, I actually have a lot of patience. I'm like, oh, well, she's got a little more. Let her get it out. I was letting you do your thing. That's all. And did you see, I'm trying to pull up a picture. They bring back the Razer phone.
Yeah, I've seen that. And you know it's crazy because my dad wants that shit.
That shit look raw.
That my dad wants. And I'm like, you do know it's still a high-tech version of what was out before.
Man, that shit look raw.
Like, it's all... That's what I'm like telling him. Like, it's all touchscreen. Like, you're not going back to the old school phone.
That shit raw. Fuck that. You can hang up on people.
Oh my god. And you know, I can see you being extra with it too. I ain't gonna lie.
That shit look clean.
Like, I can see you being real extra. Like, you know, I don't wanna talk to her ass no more. Slap that damn phone.
Hell yeah. Bang it on her ass. Fuck out of here.
Oh my god. Did we talk about the last episode? Did we talk about Kanye West and his gospel album? Did you listen to it?
No, I listened
to
that weak ass shit. I refuse. I'm so tired of that nigga. For real. I ain't listen to that bullshit. I already don't like gospel music, and I'm listening to his shit.
Oh, man, yeah. Who was I watching? What's that one guy? I can't think of his name, but he does, like, the car karaoke's with people.
Oh, yeah, the fat dude.
Yeah,
one on a plane, right?
Yeah, I seen a clip. And he just, Kanye West is so uncomfortable. Like, he made me so uncomfortable the whole damn interview. Because it's like, okay, I just feel like you, this little person, this
he
persona,
doing that shit on
like,
purpose.
You doing too much with it right now. Like,
he was just in Texas. I think he's in Texas. Joel Osteen, that mega church guy.
Mm-hmm.
Which fuck him. Remember when the hurricane came? He didn't want that motherfuckers in.
Yeah.
But Kanye was just at his church or whatever, sucking his dick and shit. Like, yeah, get the fuck out of here, man. What are we doing here?
Hey, if that's what he feels like his newest calling is, cool.
It's all bullshit.
It's like, I was just looking at the interview and I'm like, uh-uh. Something about it. It just threw me. I ain't feel comfortable sitting there looking at it. I don't know, but hey, do you, boo.
That shit was funny. It was one video, like, I guess he trying to be on his little righteous path, And it was a video of him and Kim was, I don't know if it was like some shit they was recording for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, mm-hmm. but somebody was recording it. Mm-hmm. And they was in there talking. And she was like, basically, like, he was saying, like, I don't want my wife to be so, like,
what are you talking about? Like, her tight clothes and stuff? Like, he didn't want her dressed in tight clothes anymore. Yeah,
and then she was like, well, you the one that told me to celebrate my body. That, like, this is not saying it's your fault, but she, like, you're part to blame to this. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, no, I ain't finna change it. He was like, all right. And he got up and walked out. You saw that shit?
I didn't see the whole. I seen, I read it, but yeah. I didn't see, like, the whole clip thing
that
of it.
That shit was hilarious.
But I was on her honestly, side. I actually can't see them staying together through this transition that he's in.
Yeah, acting stupid, bro. Because it's like,
what, the lifestyle that he's trying to live now is completely different from
her. But you can't, I just don't like when people try to, you can't force your beliefs on other people. That's not cool.
And like, you didn't meet her like that.
Yeah, like, come on now. You met me, it's how it was going to be, bro. Yeah,
and I mean, honestly, like, I look at the way Kim dresses now, and it's not bad.
No, it's
not. Like, she's definitely the, you know, elevated, like, as her age, with her age.
Yeah,
you know,
she ain't out here, like, yeah.
She's not, her ass ain't out. She don't, you know, like, I feel like she dresses proper for the events that she's attending.
Yeah.
And then as far as the everyday thing,
I don't
see nothing wrong with what she's putting on. Yeah, you know, no matter with him doing his gospel
and
shit.
And I haven't seen her with, like, no photo shoots or nothing recently.
No.
And even then, I feel like she wouldn't be out here looking crazy.
Mm-hmm. I think the last crazy photo shoot she had was that one with the cup.
The champagne bottle, yeah, or whatever it was. Yeah, that was, like, what, probably like 3 or 4 years ago, probably.
And the other thing I seen was he stopped his daughter from North. Is it the oldest one, North?
I believe so.
He stopped her from being able to wear, like, makeup and, you know, basically dress herself in, like, the little outfits that she was dressing herself in with, like, the high heels and...
But she's, like, a little baby, right? But, well, not a baby, but...
You know, she's a little girl, but, you know, they were, like, letting it be, like, a whole all-day thing. I think he censored her when it comes to that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which, in some cases, like, okay, it's one thing to, like, let your little girl play dress-up, yeah. But, like, dress-up with, like, little Barbie clothes and, like, if you're letting her walk around in your house with, like, your shoes on, that's one thing.
That's like, yeah, that's, you know, what all, like, little girls,
yeah,
do, right?
It's, yeah, a little memory. But, you know, I think because they were, like, letting her leave the house like that, I think that may have been a bit much, mm-hmm, for her age. But I don't know. Like you said, I can't, just because that's, like, the lifestyle that he's trying to live now, you can't pressure people and push people to just automatically snap their fingers and change like that, too.
Yeah, it don't work like that.
Because, like, I also seen, like, the people in his little choir, like, he asked them to... not have sex, like, be absent through...
No, you don't shut the fuck up.
Through the making of the album. I seen that. I was like, you really think?
Nigga, I'm out here fucking, you hear me? I'd be like, hey, bro, nah. Cheeks gotta get clapped, bro. Fuck you mean, nigga? I'm fucking, nigga. Fuck is you talking about? All this good sex out here. Fuck you, oh, mean. God.
And I mean, he had some fine choir guys too. So I'm like,
I just think that's bullshit.
They ain't out here just with they ding-a-ling to they self.
I was just talking to somebody about that whole Bible shit. Like, bro, people pick and choose parts of the Bible that they want to fucking, mm-hmm, adhere to. You motherfuckers want, like, y'all give gay people such a hard time, but y'all love fucking before marriage, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, like,
it's like a whole thing.
I thought I'd stop recording. But nah, like, that should be, I don't know. People pick and choose. Yeah, like, I be hating that shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, we all fucking before marriage. So by then, just by that, we all going to hell. But y'all, mm-hmm, and y'all motherfuckers swear hell just empty. I swear, you talk to people, the hell just empty. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody going.
Right. Like, mm-mm. All you got to do is pray by them. It's like, well, sometimes the things that people have done in, yeah, life take a little more than just, Lord, forgive me.
Yeah, fuck that. Because you know what the fuck you was doing before you said, Lord, forgive, right, me.
Like, you can't... If you can't, you know, get yourself together before you go do some reckless extra shit...
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, people talk about, like, the whole... thing with people, like, living with living out of wedlock.
Is no, wedlock is when you have a kid. When you have a kid married.
And married. Okay, so basically just shacking up, basically.
Oh yeah, living with somebody of the opposite sex, and y'all not married or something like that.
I was like, I remember having this conversation with my dad when I was in high school, and I told him straight up in high school. Yeah, we used to talk about all this type of
shit.
But
how? Well, go ahead.
But it was like, I was just telling him, like, you know, I don't think, because I've never been like one of them girls that just knew they were going to get married. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't have no wedding plan. I didn't have no family picture. My whole thing was how life goes is how life goes.
Yeah.
You know, and because of what my images were of what a marriage was, in my mind, I didn't want it.
Same.
You know, because it's like, I don't have no grand example. And like, I have my grandparents, but think that's about different. It. They're old, you know, they're old school. That's old school love right there.
They didn't have Instagram back then.
Exactly. They didn't have Instagram. They have Facebook. They had
shit, your granddaddy might have been like, hey, we cool, but I got to go see what Mary Lou talking about over here.
I'm dead. But that's yeah, funny. It's like, you know, that's different, you yeah. know? So I just was like not feeling it. So I remember I used to talk to my dad all the time. And I remember telling him, I'm not getting married before I move in with somebody.
I don't think you should.
I honestly don't think you should. I honestly think part of your marriage counseling trial, you know, all that shit that yeah. you go through, you need to spend like a year under the same roof with somebody.
They should make marriage counseling like mandatory.
Definitely. Well, technically it's supposed to be.
Oh, people just don't
but
do
it's
it.
Not like, but you know, it's not like a mandatory thing. Like, okay, you can't get married if you don't show us your marriage.
I feel like it should be like I'm not gonna give you this marriage license until y'all yeah. do like you know how people do hours of community mm-hmm. service. You have to do like hours of.
And the thing is, like marriage counseling for some people can be like two sessions. That ain't enough. You need like 6 months of some shit. Yeah, like,
I think that'd be good. 6 months. I think that'd be
good.
You
know, like you need the full shebang.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't believe in that whole shacking up thing. Like, you really don't know anybody until you're under the same roof with them.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, and I just feel like you gotta really go through something. Like, I do think there's things that need to happen to test your relationship to see the strength of it.
Yeah.
You know, because, hello. It costs more money to get a divorce than it does to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Is you crazy?
Yeah. Like, that shit's a scam. Fuck all yeah. that shit.
It's real. And, you know, luckily, like, now me and Tony are on the same page with, like, our, how we, you know, if, you know, it's me and him, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, we finally got to the same page on how we want that shit to work. Because it's like. Mean? Because he was, when I met him, he's that guy. He, you know, he's the one that loves love and shit. Like, yeah, I'm you like know. This
nigga trying to propose and shit.
Yeah, like, he was all in real quick. Whereas, complete opposite over here.
Yeah.
But it's like, now that, you know, we've been together and, like, we kind of have, like, our paths of how we want our life to be. And, you know, you can plan your life out all you want to, but it goes how it's going to go.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, that goes, it's like, let's not rush into that shit. It's not, no, it's not going to change, you know, it's not going to change our, you know, views on each other if we wait 5 years to get married or something like that. Yeah. Like, and people, like, I see it's still, like, a big topic of, like, why be with somebody for all these years if y'all aren't married or something like that.
Man, sometimes that shit might work better.
Sometimes it just, that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes it just works that way. What works for you and your man or you and your lady, that's what works for y'all. That's not everybody's situation. So, I don't know.
Mm. Well, I'm glad. I'm noticing that more young people, it seems like more younger people are getting married now. So that's yeah. good for them.
Yeah.
But
like you said, good for them.
I'm out here.
Are you dating right now? No?
I'm just out here. Blessing the world with my presence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you going to date next year?
I go on dates all the time.
I mean, I know you go on dates all the time, but are you going to date one person?
I do date one person.
Not yourself.
Come on now.
Not yourself.
Why not? That's the best person you can date.
Yes, that is a true statement.
I'm favorite to myself, baby.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Cheeks is getting clapped. You hear me?
I didn't say they weren't.
I still have some quests I have to conquer.
Okay. I mean, nobody was saying you had to settle down. I was just asking if you was going to be dating more.
I am dating.
Not yourself.
No, I mean, like, I'm dating. I go on dates. That's dating, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Okay. Well,
shit.
Okay. Jesus.
I don't know why you're trying to paint this narrative about me.
I'm not painting a narrative. I was just asking if you was going to date more.
There's going to be a lot more. Always got to get you. Always got to get your numbers up.
Oh dear Lord. Oh dear Lord.
Stay thirsty, my friends. Finish my water. Did you finish your water?
No, I'm halfway in there.
Weak.
This is like my fifth bottle today.
Oh well, my bad. I take it back then.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you got anything else you want to throw out into the universe?
Take care of your coochies.
Okay.
Be happy. What do you mean? Okay, make sure you guys start taking probiotics. I don't know if we talked on the subject of probiotics, but
this is not what the show is for. It's called Schoolyard Bullshit, not Sharon's Pussy Palace. Well, Sharon's Pussy Patrol. No, I can do better than that. Let me think. Sharon's Clam Clinic.
Wow.
Clam Clinic. I like that.
That's a good one. I like that actually.
Clam Clinic.
Well, I am just educating the ladies out there, making sure they're taking care of themselves.
You ever heard of the pussy referred to as a sack?
That's disgusting.
That's a little sack.
That is disgusting.
A little pink.
I don't like that. Who came up with that? I don't like that.
That little snapper.
All right. Okay, I've heard of that. But I don't like that whole sack thing.
A little hot pocket.
I've heard of that too. But it's the sack thing that's really got me messed up right now. I don't like that one. Just take care of it, y'all. Okay?
That's funny.
Just take care of it. That's all I'll say today. I ain't going to go there.
Well, anyway, this has been episode, what do you say?
88.
88. Thank you for listening to episode 88 of Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Goldchild of Sharon.
The normal one.
And as always, holla at your guala.
Peace out.
Stupid.